Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Morning, guys. This is Leona.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
天哪，这欧美连续剧还没完呢。
啊，你追啥剧呢，贝贝，这么津津有味的。
Well, not a TV drama. Have you followed the news about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
I know they got divorced, but still haven't reached an agreement on something like the custody. 物是人非啊，他俩以前也是好莱坞的明星夫妻呢。
Yes, recently Pitt made a surprise appearance at a French award. And what is more surprising is he took her new girlfriend to the afterparty.
What? New girlfriend? 我的八卦之魂要被燃起来了。那 Julie 呢？她的态度是什么呀？
Well, I don't think he really cares about how Julie feels about it because he has introduced his girlfriend to some of their kids.
哇，这么正式啊？这感觉是要再婚的节奏啊。
Maybe, 但是他和 Julie 不都是在一起好久才结婚的吗？And he has already dated with some ladies after the divorce.
Oh, yes. 国外的这种 dating 的文化啊，跟我们还真是不太一样。It's not a serious relationship.
Yes, I think it's necessary to talk about dating and relationships.
那我们今天就来了解一下 dating 的文化和亲密关系所经历的不同阶段吧。
那我们今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
OK, 那我们刚才说的 dating 的文化哈， dating comes from date。 date 这个词呢，我们知道它有日期的意思哈，但在这里当然表示的是另外一个完全不同的意思啦。
Right, date is a social meeting, especially one between two people who have or might have a romantic relationship. 其实就是我们说的约会啊。当然呢，是已经确定关系的情侣之间可以约会，但在确认关系之前，可能两个人也需要通过约会接触了解嘛。
哎呀，感觉我们的录音室都要冒粉红泡泡了。
对，
那比如说一般男生啊邀约女生去出去约会的时候呢，我们就可以跟自己的闺蜜分享 Oh, he asked me out on a date.
那我可不能这么轻易答应啊。我可以说我已经有约了， I have got a date.
学到了学到了。不过呢，确实是得认真考虑一下再做一个要不要继续进一步的决定。
Yes, dating is different with a serious relationship.
That's true. 贝贝说的很关键啊，所以国外会有约会文化。在没有正式确认关系之前呢，你可以说 I'm going on a date，就表示现在呢也不是完全单身，是有约会对象的。
Right, and please remember, we say I've got a date with somebody, but when you use dating, you can only say I'm dating someone.
So we don't say I'm dating with.
Yeah,
say that. Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, and someone just enjoys dating and don't want to be too serious. 其实为什么会有这种约会文化啊，其实因为有些人呢他并不想要有这种非常严肃非常认真的一个恋爱关系，他更享受的是两个人约会的感觉，当然不是渣啊，是双方都有这样子的共识的。
Yeah, so actually Pete has dated with some ladies but didn't treat them very seriously. And that's why people are surprised that he would like to show his new girlfriend at such a big ceremony.
Yeah, so that means he's kind of serious about their relationship. 所以大家才会猜测，哎，这次这么正式啊，他是不是真的要再婚了？
确实是很合理的猜测。So relationship here refers to a close romantic friendship between two people. 那 relationship 在这里就指的是恋爱关系了。
对，比如八卦别人的一个情感经历的时候，我们就可以问，哎， Have you had any serious relationships in the past year?
那怎么回答呢？如果是正在甜蜜恋爱中，我们就可以说 I'm in a sweet relationship now.
Oh, really? Are you?
with my best friend. So relationships include different types, such as friendship, family relationship, or we also have relationships with our co-workers.
Yeah, 我都准备听八卦了。
没有。
但确实这个 relationship, 它最基本的含义呢就是指关系。Mm. 我们和很多的人呢不同的连接就形成了不同的关系。
没错。
友情、爱情啊、亲情啊、mm. 包括和同事之间的战友情啊。然后还有家庭关系当中比较常见的一种情况、
嗯、
Like her relationship isn't good with her father But she's very close to her mother、
嗯、很典型的严父慈母、啊、
对
And relationships are not only between people But can also refer to that two things are connected、
嗯、
当然两个事物也可以指、啊、这种关系 For example, scientists have established the relationship between lung cancer and smoking 吸烟有害健康会导致肺癌、
嗯、
这不就是两者之间的关系
对、嗯、那说回恋爱关系里啊、嗯、如果是一段很稳定的恋爱那是不是就可以进入下一个阶段了、
you mean marriage?
Of course, but before that、嗯、Nowadays, there's a part people having formally agreed to marry 结婚前不得还有个环节吗、
Yes, 订婚对吧
Smart, get engaged、
嗯、
订婚啊比如说两个人订婚了我们就可以说 They got engaged、
yes.
因为 engage 动词原意呢它本来就有允诺占有这个意思、
嗯、
所以订婚其实也就是一种所属关系的确认嘛所以我们用的是一种被动语态
Yes, get engaged 那如果我们要说明和谁订婚了呢可以说 be engaged to For example, she was engaged to a handsome boy
Yes, get engagedBe engaged,、
mm.
same meaning,、
mm-hmm.
订婚啊。Yeah, well, being engaged doesn't mean get married.
Exactly. I have a friend, she has already got engaged with her boyfriend, but they broken up because he cheated on her.
In a way, it's a good thing, right?
没错。
未尝不是一件好事啊。
Mm-hmm.
还好是在结婚前、
mm.
所以呢订婚也是有可能会分手的我们就用 break up.
Right, and break up with somebody. 如果要表示和某人分手呢我们就用的介词with. She's just broken up with her boyfriend.
那要注意 break 它的一个动词形态的变化啊，原型是 break， 过去式呢是不规则变化 broke， 过去分词是 broken，、
mm-hmm.
break。Broke, broken.
Yes, 那一般呢都是已经分手了嘛、
嗯、
所以我们更常用到的是过去式或者是过去分词的形式哈。刚刚提到什么会让人分手呢一个不可原谅的原因哈 Cheat on somebody.
Yeah, definitely can't forget that.、
Yes.
出轨呢只有零次和无数次那 cheat 就有欺骗这个意思了、
嗯、
婚姻或者恋爱关系里面欺骗某人 Cheat on somebody. 对什么什么不忠、哎、那就是劈腿出轨吗
Right, 不可原谅啊所以给大家一个例句 You should divorce your husband because he cheated on you
对当然结婚的誓言里面就是 I would never cheat on you 、
啊、对永远忠于你哈、
嗯、
当然还是要相信有美好的婚姻啊所以才会有很多人很向往婚姻嘛最后我们就来说一说 marry
对相信大家至少都看到过别人求婚的画面嘛对吧
是
非常深情的说出那句 Would you marry me?
啊我看过这画面我看过、嗯、所以呢和某人结婚我们就可以直接在后面加上那个人就可以了 Marry somebody For example Paul married Lucy 4 years ago
对那如果要说明已婚的这种情况还是要用到被动的形式 Be married or get married 像刚才那句话呢我们还可以换一种表达 They got married 4 years ago
Right Or they were married 4 years ago、啊、其实省事的话就秀一秀钻戒大家就知道了吗
对那我还是很期待被大家闪瞎眼的啊、
mm-hmm.
So we really look forward to hearing your love story
Yeah That's all about what we have today. See you in the comments.
那最后再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. And this is Leona.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语。就来早安英文。